America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order. Five-star free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to DFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
From the alternative media, this is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 12th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. Top of the hour break caught us right in the middle of a Breitbart.com article. TSA allowing illegals to fly without verifiable ID. And we're going to continue with this story. You know, every week I tell myself, you know, this week I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to rant and rave. I'm not going to raise my voice. I'm not going to let the news get me so angry. But, you know, every week I just can't seem to help it. Because it just infuriates me to see these things happening in this country when it does not have to be this way. But with that said, we'll continue with the story. Now, the shocking assertions by Garza were further validated by the body of the NBPC. Breitbart, Texas obtained an exclusive statement. The National Border Patrol Council adamantly opposes the decisions of the Department of Homeland Security. What a joke. Department of Homeland Security. You know, we seem to be professionals. We seem to be experts at securing other countries' borders, right? North and South Korea, right? Haven't we been doing that for a long time? Pretty good at it, aren't we? But they absolutely, intentionally refuse to secure our own borders in this country. Opposes the decision of Department of Homeland Security to release the illegal aliens who have been transported from the Rio Grande Valley Patrol Center to other locations for processing. The lack of consequences has furthered this crisis and will only continue to do so, and that is exactly by design. They want to further the crisis, and they're doing so. The fact that TSA is accepting the I-862 notice to appear as a form of identification and allowing illegal aliens to travel commercially shows just how little guard the federal government has for its own immigration laws. That's something I've been saying now on this broadcast for years. Breitbart, Texas also spoke with Sean Moran, the vice president of the National Border Patrol Association, and he stated, "Why waste money transporting people from the RGV if we are only going to release them with no real way to track them? Why are we allowing them to travel commercially using paperwork that could easily be reproduced or manipulated on any computer?" I can answer that for you, Mark or Sean. It's all by design. This is the way they want it. And they get it. The reason our borders are open, you know, we've done this before, is because that's the way they want it. The reason we go $3 billion a day in the hole every day is because that's the way they want it. The reason we rank about 17th or 18th, I haven't looked lately, in the world in education is that's the way they want it. And the reason the Federal Reserve controls and manipulates the money in this country, the fiat currency, is that's the way it. We're going to come to the immigration problem here shortly. There's a couple of things that I wanted to get in, but I want to remind everyone right now the pledge is going on at Republic Broadcasting. You can call 1-800-724-2719 if you need any of this information. Email me. I'll be happy to send it to you. You can also write them, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate. This is important if you want to keep broadcasts like the other broadcasts that's on the network. Help support the work of John Stattmiller and the great staff at Republic Broadcasting. Now, this past week, Politico.com ran a story, and this was probably on the news. I don't have a TV and haven't watched news in 3 weeks, and I tell you what, haven't missed it one bit. One bit I haven't missed it. Does you good to take a break from that line box. All right, this story. Go ahead, President Obama called House Republicans Thursday. Impeach me. You hear some of them sue him. Impeach him, Obama said in a relaxed sniping campaign-style speech in Austin, Texas, recounting the resistance he's run into signing executive actions. Really? Sue me for what? Doing my job? So punchy that he was leaning, arms hanging off the front of the podium, telling a few hecklers to sit down. Instructing the Secret Service not to bother removing them, Obama said he was feeling very liberated. I don't have to run for office anymore, so I can just let it rip, he said. Hey, Obama's going to let it rip. What's that mean? That means it ain't ripped yet. But it's going to, I guess, and I believe him. So I can just let it rip, he said, so everybody get ready. And rip he did after days of Republicans beating him up for not doing anything on the border but refusing to pass the money to pay for what he wants to do on the border. For months, Democratic polling has shown that when Obama says Congress, people hear Republicans. Thursday, he made that explicit, saying that while Democrats in Congress aren't perfect, he believed Americans knew it was Republicans who weren't on their side. The best thing you can say about the House GOP, Obama said, is that so far this year, they haven't shut down the government, but it's only July. After then, he launched into an extent mocking of them for the lawsuit House Speaker John Boehner is threatening to bring against him for using executive action. He also offered stats to show that George W. Bush signed more executive orders and pulled in a quote from Mark Wahlberg's character in Martin Scorsese's The Departed. I'm the guy doing my job, Obama said, getting the line almost right. Think about that, he told the crowd. You're going to use taxpayer money to sue me for doing my job while you don't do your job? And look, you know, I got a few emails off of this from listeners, and I know there's a big crowd out there that just wishes so bad that Obama would be impeached. And every time it comes up, you want to believe it. But let me tell you, I'm going to be the dream crusher. Reality's fixing to sit in here. It'll never happen. The Republicans are not going to impeach Obama. Didn't they make that perfectly clear when they wouldn't get behind the birth certificate issue at all? I mean, wouldn't the Republicans impeaching Obama, wouldn't that be like if Moe and Larry impeached Curly? Or if Curly and Moe impeached Larry? Or Larry and Curly impeached Moe? Don't they all need each other? In this concerted effort, this mockery of a government, don't they need each other kind of like Batman needs the Joker? You know, for this continued sellout, the Republicans and the Democons, they need to go through this orchestrated theater that never ends and nothing ever gets accomplished except the continued destruction of America. They'll throw around words like impeachment or suing, or they might even sue, and then it'll be struck down or disappear. Nothing will happen. You know, every time this comes around, whether it be Fast and Furious or the Benghazi scandal or the torture scandals under George W. Bush or what have you, you know, the birth certificate, the impeachment comes up for all these various reasons, which, yeah, I agree. Sure, he should be impeached. Executive order, the whole litany. And, of course, the majority of the House and Congress, House and Senate should be impeached for not upholding the oath of office. None of them are upholding the oath of the office when they've got a wide-open southern border. Can't we all agree on that? It will never happen. It's theater. Washington, D.C. is like watching Mid-Atlantic wrestling. If those of you that grew up in this area, you know, Ric Flair, Ricky Steamboat, if for them to impeach each other, it would be like the Road Warriors, like if Animal was to impeach Hawk. He needs Hawk. That's his partner. It's his partner in crime. It's all theater. We're coming up on a break. We'll continue with the news on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Fair, and stay with me. Back in a moment.
you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Back to the media, Farron in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. About to lose my voice today. I need to just try to calm down. I said I wasn't going to do the whole broadcast on the illegal alien crisis at the border, but, you know, the news is what it is, and a lot of it I think you need to be made aware of, because you don't see this type of information everywhere. All right, this next story coming in Washington Times this past week, Obama seeks brisk passage of border children funding bill. Now listen to this now. Hold on, people. President Obama's new border spending request will pay for schooling, health care, and lawyers for the unaccompanied illegal immigrant children surging across the border. Officials told Congress on Thursday as they pleaded for quick action on the $3.7 billion package. $3.7 billion. 3,700 million dollars the taxpayers need to cough up for health care, for lawyers, and for schooling. Now, let's don't forget, and I'm not going to go down this road long, but let's don't forget the plight of the VA hospitals where our veterans are waiting 9 months to get a broke jaw set, and the shortage of money there. But what amazes me about this corrupt government is how they can always find the money when they really want to, and that's the key to it, if they want to, for everybody else in the world. We don't have the money to take care of our own citizens, our own veterans, but by grannies, well, lo and behold, we can borrow it from the Chinese, or I guess get it from the Federal Reserve banking system, and well, we'll throw $3.7 billion at that problem. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said Congress must approve the money this month. You must do it. Saying that if nothing is done before lawmakers leave for the month-long August vacation, one of his agencies will have to cut its other immigration enforcement in order to hold and transport the children. They're going to have to cut. See, they'll have to cut the Border Patrol, which we should rename that. I guess it should be the Border Unpatrol or the Unborder Patrol. I don't know. But Mr. Johnson and other officials faced bipartisan complaints that Mr. Obama's plan is incomplete. That should be incompetent. Democrats said it fails to compensate local communities who are having to face the problem. Yeah, the local community's having to face the problem, but you sell out traitors in Washington, D.C. You care not. Don't act like you care. We know you don't care. If you did care, wouldn't you do something about it? While Republicans said Mr. Obama needs to spell out details of how he wants to change the law to make sure the children can quickly be deported. You're not Yeah, right. He needs to work with us to get the right policy into effect. Well, that'll never happen. Not just throw money at the problem. Well, yes, that will happen. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the top Republican in the Senate, said on the chamber floor, well, Mr. McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has just spent a little useless lip service on the Senate floor there, hasn't he? It would provide more money to social workers to house the children. There'll be some housing of the children. Don't worry about that. Add immigration judges to try to speed up the cases. Yeah, they'll speed them up since they got so many, maybe. So that those who are going to be deported can be sent home sooner, and boost funding for immigration agents who are handling the surge at the border, as well as detaining, processing, and transporting the children. Some of the $1.8 billion intended for the Health and Human Services Department will provide for education and for extraordinary health care for children in desperate needs. And both the HHS money and the funding for the Justice Department will go to pay for legal representation for the children, officials told the Senate Appropriations Committee. So we've got to now hire lawyers for them all, so we can backlog the court, and maybe we can move this thing from billions of dollars to trillions of dollars, but hey, hopefully so. Hopefully, maybe this will be the straw that just breaks the country's back, so we can just go completely bankrupt. The dollar will finally be completely worthless instead of 98% worthless compared to what it was in 1913. We can get on with the chaos, the anarchy, move toward the revolution, and then once we get through that bloodbath, try to restore the government with some sort of common sense of whatever's left here. In sending the budget request to Congress, Mr. Obama said the pressure is now on Capitol Hill to solve this problem. But he may not have anticipated the flood of ideas lawmakers said they want to see attached to the funding request. Senator Mark Kirk, Illinois Republican, said the children should be put through criminal background checks with their home country embassies in order to make sure they don't pose threats. John McCain and Jeff Flake, who helped write the Senate immigration legislation bill last year, said they introduced legislation they will get tough on the latest surge. Their proposal would allow for quick deportation of illegal immigrants caught at the border under a program known as expedited removal. Yeah, right. They're hard at work in Washington accomplishing nothing because this, like I say, this is all by design. We're going to just continue to see this for however long they want it to continue, I guess. Now, at the same time that all of that's going on, the Washington Times this past week also reported a federal appeals court ruled Monday that young adult illegal immigrants who President Obama has given tentative permission to be in the country, these are the so-called dreamers, are also entitled to driver's license and ordered Arizona to start issuing them. I love these federal judges. You know, these federal judges, there's no state rights with federal judges. And any time the state tries to assert some state rights, maybe assert a little 10th Amendment, these federal judges come along and they strike it down every time, and the will of the people amounts to meaningless. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer blasted the court's ruling, saying it could end up meaning her state would have to grant driver's license to some of those in the latest wave of illegal immigrants if Mr. Obama finds ways to avoid deporting them, too. Which, would you want to bet he'll find a way? But immigration rights advocates held the decision, saying it's a major step in helping the Dreamers, who were brought into the U.S. as minors by their parents, move towards some sort of normal life in the U.S. This is a huge victory for the young immigrants who want nothing more than to make meaningful contributions to communities in their home state of Arizona, said Alexandria Soler. A three-judge panel on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Dreamers, so-called because of pending federal legislation known as the DREAM Act, are in the same situation as other illegal immigrants who have applied for legal status and to whom Arizona law grants driver's license while they await a final ruling in their cases. The judges said to treat the Dreamers differently violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. The ruling could bolster Mr. Obama's desire later this summer to claim executive power to carve out even more illegal immigrants from the danger of deportation. So I thought that was really interesting as we see this continue to just unfold. Now, one of the stories that I really found interesting, I know we have a lot of listeners in Texas, and next hour we'll take phone calls all next hour. And those along the border or those with knowledge and insight may want to comment on this. The Washington Times ran this as well. The Washington Times this past week ran quite a bit of articles about what's actually going on. A militia has set up a command center south of San Antonio to prepare for what they say is a mission to protect the United States from illegal immigrants. And we'll get started on the story on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. I want to thank my lead researcher, Terry, scouring the globe for news and information. Last couple of weeks, I've been a little preoccupied with other things going on. I haven't been able to update the website as much as I'd hoped, but definitely go to the website and check out the story on the Tesla Tower there in right outside Moscow. Now, we are discussing a Washington Times story. I was just getting started on it before the break. A militia has set up a command center south of San Antonio to prepare for what they say is a mission to protect the United States from the influx of illegal immigrants. Now, obviously, in Texas, you're not going to be able to depend on your governor to do anything. So it probably is in the hands of the people. The militia operating via the website PatriotsInformationHotline.com, founded by Barbie Rogers, said members of the command center in Von Ormy will deploy at Laredo first and spread to other parts of the border. Hope I pronounced that correctly. A local ABC affiliate reported. Chris Davis, the 37-year-old commander of the group, would not disclose how many members make up the militia, but said the troops would deploy in a few weeks. We have patriots all across this country who are willing to sacrifice their time and their money, some even willing to quit their job, to come down and fight for freedom, liberty, and national sovereignty. He told the station, you know, that it reminds me, I spoke to a friend of mine in Texas, Steve O'Brien. And he is really interested in Texas sovereignty, independent Texas, which I find very interesting. Talked to him last night. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that it does not endorse the support of any private group or organization from taking matters into their own hands, as it could have disastrous personal and public safety consequences, the station reported. CBP, which is the Custom and Border Protection, appreciates the efforts of concerned citizens as they act as our eyes and ears. Securing our nation's borders can be dangerous. Interdicting narcotics and deterring and apprehending individuals illegally entering the U.S. requires highly trained law enforcement personnel, the statement said. According to the Patriots Information Hotline, there are four credible militia operations on the ground currently in Texas. We only have contact with one. We hold an open invitation for all active and potential groups on the ground to contact us for any help we have to offer, the group said. So I thought that was really interesting. I mean, you know what gets me about these stories is if you go out and you talk to people, everyone that I've come in contact with, at least 99%, they oppose our country being borderless. No matter, it's not about race. It's always, you know, always get the, you're racist when you talk about the, you don't want to open border. It's not about what race is coming across the border. As I say every week, it wouldn't matter to me if it was the French or, you know, whatever. It's not good for our country to be borderless. But it's something that everyone seems to kind of unite on, even liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, whatever. Everyone kind of agrees on this common ground. But in Washington, D.C., I mean, if you've had trouble understanding this broadcast or believing in this broadcast or trusting the information this broadcast says, the alternative media, then the invasion problem and the lip service that comes from Washington, D.C. should wake up even the sleepiest people out there to the fact that the government of the United States could care less about the will of the people. And that is so obvious with regards to this problem. Now, listen to this one, and I'm going to try to get off of the immigration problem, but invasion problem. Michael was right last week. I will refer to it as the invasion problem. Demonstrators, this is coming in from Washington Times, demonstrators tell U.S. Custom Border and Protection Officer Friday, July 4th, outside U.S. border station in California, we taxpayers are expected to house, feed, clothe, and care for almost 30,000 illegal aliens for a full year, according to the White House official request. That's a small city. Instead, we could fly all of them home for one half of 1% of the $3.8 billion that President Obama proposes we spend. Now, that's a savings of 99.5%. Are you getting what I'm saying here? To house, feed, and care for 30,000 illegal aliens for a full year, we could fly all of them home for one half of 1% of the $3.8 billion the president proposes. Most of his proposal is to pay for living expenses, as the unofficial reported cost of $250 per day. President Obama is proposing we spend $1.8 billion to provide appropriate care for unaccompanied children. That works out to 19,726 minors per year. In addition, Obama wants another $879 million for detention and removal of apprehended undocumented adults traveling with children, and alternatives to detention programs for these adults. He blends removal with detention to make it impossible to determine how many removals are actually planned. If the money is all for detention, then $250 per person reveals the plan is to house 9,632 adults for a year at taxpayers' expense. Now, combined with the 19,726 minors and the 9,632 adults, you have 29,358 people. But it gets worse. The request is for a supplemental appropriation in budget lingo. That typically means it's for the current fiscal year, which ends September 30th. If these funds don't cover a full year, either the cost per person is much higher or the number of people is much higher. I suspect both. If the cost per person is less than $250, then the small city of illegal aliens we're supporting will be much larger than 30,000. Although Obama asked for lots of money to take care of people permanently, he gives zero details about a time frame for deporting or repatriating any of these people involved. The $250 a day figure compares with the $667 one-way cost of an airline ticket from McAllen, Texas to Guatemala City, Guatemala, according to both Orbitz and Priceline. The combined airfare for 29,358 passengers would be $19.6 million. That's one half of 1% of the president's overall $3.8 billion request. Volumes of discounts and government rates would yield even lower fares. But even without discounts, sending everyone home right away saves taxpayers 99.5%. It's also closer to fly from McAllen to Guatemala City than to Murrieta, California, only 1,297 miles compared to 1,549 miles. And guess what? No protesters. So here you have it. Any of our legislators that happen to be listening today, you could fly them back home for 0.5% of the requested money, which, you know, when any administration requests money, that's just the start. This $3.8 billion is just the start. Well, half of that will be squandered or pocketed. You know how it works. And then they'll have to have more, plus there'll be more coming across the borders. They'll need more. So it'll just be more and more, and more will be pocketed, and more will come, and then they'll have to spend more. So it can just be a windfall for whatever corrupt individuals are getting to pocket the money along the way as well, as we always know. You know, don't forget that $2.3 trillion that Rumsfeld announced had disappeared from the Defense Department on September 10th, 2001. So I thought this story was probably one of the best the Washington Times had had ran, because they had run the numbers, and it would only take 0.5% of the $3.8 billion requested to fly everybody home, or at least 30,000, which, you know, I know that's the tip of the iceberg, but still, it would be cheaper, but that's not what they're going to do, because that's not part of their plan. And this shows that their plan is to continue this invasion of America, because it fits into their plan of the continued destruction of America. And I think maybe even this one, and next hour we're going to take phone calls all next hour. I want to get everyone's opinion. But, I mean, if people had a hard time, and I know a lot of people did, seeing through some of the other problems or scandals or false flag events, this one, it's much clearer. I mean, it's really painfully obvious. I mean, you can't really deny this one, that it's a concerted effort, and that they don't enforce the laws, and that it's by design. And so maybe this will be one of the events that helps people to come to grips with the fact that it's a two-party, one-party system. And coming up on a break. Back in moments, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I wanted to remind everyone the pledge drive is going on at RBM. Make a pledge, support Republic Broadcasting. You can do that by calling 1-800-724-2719. You can also write them 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas. 78664. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate, and help keep broadcasts like this alive. And we're going to change gears here. I know some of you are probably glad, but I've still got a lot of information on the immigration invasion problem, but let's switch gears just a little bit. This is something that is as important, if not more important, than anything else that we cover, and you maybe have not seen this. This past week, RT.com carried the story. Three environmental and food safety nonprofits are suing the California Department of Pesticide Regulation Department over its approval of insecticides linked to the massive die-off of honeybees in the state, saying the agency violated state laws by doing so. The Pesticide Action Network North America and the Center for Food Safety and Beyond Pesticides joined together to file the lawsuit in a California Superior Court. They point to current research blaming the cause of colony collapse disorder, the disease killing off honeybees and threatening pollination of the world's crops on two popular insecticides. The two products, clothianidine, and I'm probably butchering that, and imidacloprid, are both types of neonicotinoids. Another study found that bees exposed to field realistic doses of these insecticides gather less than half the pollen that they normally do, dooming their young to starvation. Now, these were developed in the 1990s to boost yields of staple crops such as corn, but they are also widely used on annual and perennial plants in lawn and gardens. Researchers believe that these are causing some kind of unknown biological mechanisms in bees that in turn leads to colony collapse disorder. In 2006, honeybees began dying at unprecedented rates, the group stated in their 46-page complaint. Now, this is something that everyone should be made aware of. Today, whether honeybees will survive and recover in America is uncertain, and so we have reached the point of agricultural and environmental crisis. About one-third of the food we eat, and even a greater proportion of overall nutrition, comes from plants that will not make fruit or seeds unless they are pollinated by a bee. The crisis is especially acute in California because we are the largest producer of crops that require honeybees for pollination, including our most valuable crops, almonds. Colony collapse disorder has killed tens of millions of honeybees in the U.S. with annual death rates of about 30% since 2006. Around 10 million beehives at an average value of $200 each have been lost, according to a 2013 U.S. Department of Agricultural study. Honeybees pollinate more than 100 U.S. crops, including apples, zucchinis, avocados, and plums, that are worth more than $200 billion a year. Colony collapse disorder is threatening the existence of these crops. None of this is new to the DPR, and the suit claims in 2009 the agency initiated a reevaluation of the use of these pesticides in the state. Over five years later, DPR's reevaluation remains ongoing with no end in sight. Well, that's government at work for you, isn't it? And DPR has taken no significant steps to protect honeybees, and DPR's foot dragging is only part of the problem. Pending its reevaluation, DPR has not hesitated to make the existing problem worse by expanding the use of these pesticides without any meaningful analysis of the impact to bees or feasible alternatives. In violation of the California Environmental Quality Act and other laws, the court document said DPR's actions are consistent with the agency's illegal pattern and practice of rubber stamping applications to approve new pesticides without first complying with the laws enacted to ensure they're safe. The lawsuit focuses on DPR's mid-June decision to expand the use of these two pesticides, venom insecticide and diofuran 2-OSG. The group of petitioners is asking the court to put a hold on the approval of these two insecticides until the reevaluation is complete. So, you know, we've talked about this at length on this broadcast, but it's something that's ongoing. And, I mean, when you start talking about messing up the food supply further than what it is right now, and I, for one, just growing up in this area, I see a lot less honeybees than I used to, by far, and other insects as well. I mean, you can tell that things are changing, and it may be a various reasons or a combination of reasons, but still, wouldn't this be one of the most important problems to definitely address and not drag your feet on? So anyway, we'll see where that goes. I wanted to get this in this hour. The Blaze reported this past week, didn't see it anywhere else. Representative Steve Stockman from Texas announced on Thursday that he has filed a resolution directing the House Sergeant at Arms to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress over the IRS targeting scandal. Stockman said in a statement that asking the U.S. Department of Justice to prosecute Lerner for admittedly illegal activity is a joke. I agree with that. Instead, the Republicans said it's up to the U.S. House to uphold the rule of law and hold accountable those who illegally target American citizens for simply having different ideas than the president. Under the proposed resolution, Lerner would be held in a Washington, D.C. jail and would be given access to an attorney and all of her constitutional rights. Amen. It's time for the House to stop tactically endorsing this administration's illegal activity by refusing to hold them accountable, Stockman said. I expect Democrats to defend and even praise criminal activity. The question is whether Republican leadership will join them in mocking the House and breaking the law. You know, and that, so much was said right there, you know, but what will happen with this? Probably nothing. My faith is so weak, but that is what should happen in these situations. I mean, you know, I ran down a list of scandals. I actually forgot to mention the IRS targeting of conservatives, targeting of Christian groups, this Lois Lerner debacle, which they're working hard to just sweep under the rug because what is it? There's no accountability in Washington, D.C. for their criminal activity. Now, you, Mr. Regular Citizen, there is accountability and plenty of it. But once you make it to the hallowed halls of Washington, D.C., apparently accountability is thrown out of the window. And it doesn't matter which party you're from. I think we've proven that. They're going to be taking your phone calls all next hour. If you'd like to go ahead and call in 1-800-313-9443, you can add to the conversation. If you got news and information maybe I didn't cover today, feel free to do so. You can agree. You can disagree. You can bring up other subjects. Anyone that has maybe spent time studying Tesla that would like to chime in and maybe add to that, or has looked at these articles that I did in the first hour with regards to Nikola Tesla. Love to hear from you. I know I concentrated a lot on what's happening on the southern border today and didn't mix it up quite as much, but the news is what it is, and if I have time to get to it, there's an excellent article, if Obama actually cared about Homeland Security or terrorism, he would seal the southern border. You know, that's what I have said ever since September 12th, 2001. Would you not seal the southern border if you really want the American people to believe that terrorists are everywhere trying to get us? Remember the shoe bomber and all that theater we went through? But yet the southern border was wide open. It's farcical to try to believe what this administration, and the previous for that matter, and the mainstream media try to portray as the truth. Coming up on the top of the hour break, 1-800-313-9443. Coming back with your phone calls. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.